Okay, so I'm waking up. It's morning time for me, and I'm gonna do the Q&A time. Okay, question one. If there were three gods, what would their names be, and what would they control? Okay. One of them would control, the tides. Wait, no, not that. That's stupid. I can't even remotely, like, fathom this question. I can't, like, as a stout, devout 99.9% atheist, 1.1% agnostic, I can't even wrap my head around this question. I'm a man of fucking science, and I can't do faith in anything, so I can't even theoretically do this question. So, if they were three gods, they'd be named Humpty Dumpty, fucking, I can't even think of anything else. They'd all be named Humpty Dumpty, and they would just all fall down all the time. There you go. Given the Kraft macaroni and cheese, Kraft dinner, I lived in Canada for a while. Kraft dinner isn't healthy to eat as it is tasty. Who would you sentence to death by eating it and why? The Kool-Aid Man. I think it'd be hilarious, and I think the Kool-Aid Man would die from eating Kraft dinner faster than us, given that he doesn't have a liver or a kidney to siphon out toxins. Yeah. So the Kool-Aid Man. Your significant other offers to buy you a vibrator. What do you name it, and do you make a bed for it? I've got like five vibrators already, so if he were to buy me another one, I'm trying to think of which one he would buy me or which one I would ask for. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which one it was. So my vibrators are already named Veronica, Victor, there's Keith, there's oh shit. What's my Hitachi called? Oh God, what's it called? Oh God. Catherine, I think, is my Hitachi. So I'm preferential, that's the word, to naming vibrators starting with V. But if I can't think of something or it doesn't seem like a V of either sex or anything, then I think my next vibrator is going to be named Spock. I think that's actually a thing. And no, I don't make a bed for it because I've got a drawer of vibrators and sex toys, and I would just open my drawer, plop the vibrator in the drawer, shut the drawer. It's my bedside table. The Great Twinkie Extinction was a lie. What else, aside from an obvious baked good, is a lie? The cake. Aw, shit, you said obvious baked good. Never mind. Fuck. Jesus. Jesus is a lie. You made me think of that with question number one. So, yeah. Jesus. You have fallen under an unfortunate curse, the curse of the unchanging domicile entrance pose, wherein every time you walk into your house, you must make the same pose and hold it for 30 seconds. Describe this pose and how those who see you do it will react. This can include pets. Okay, the pose. If you look up on Google right now, Manderville Man, Manderville, man. That is the pose that I would make every time I come into my house. And because I do play Final Fantasy 14 a lot, and that's just like the best thing ever. So I would make the Manderville Man pose every time I walk in my house, and my neighbors across the hallway There's nobody living there right now, so I don't feel bad about that. Once they moved in, they'd probably think I was fucking weird, but whatever. My dog would probably try to run away, because the door would be open. And she'd be like, freedom! So we'd have to, like, figure something out there. She doesn't even care. My boyfriend would expect it, because I do that pose quite frequently when I say something that requires that pose. So yeah. If you could star in the remake of any film, which one would you choose, and who would be your co-star? Shit. I don't like acting. Thinking. I'm having an issue with this one. Like, what immediately steps into mind is Harry Potter, but I love Harry Potter, but I don't like the movies as much as I like the books. But I would want Emma Watson to be my co-star. Because fuck yeah. That chick's so hot. She always has been. Ah! But then I'd have to be like Ron or Harry, and I'm a chick. So, I don't know. These are hard questions, dude. You thought this shit through. Holy crap. I don't watch a lot of movies, I'm not gonna lie, please don't hate me. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. What do you feel like when you don't feel like a nut? I feel like Gemini. I feel pretty much like Gemini. But maybe sometimes I feel like, instead of like a nut, I feel like Nutella. Cause that shit's delicious, and I'm delicious, so, yeah. Question 8, I like cheesecake. That's not a question. Question 9, New York cheesecake. Good thing I'm doing this when I just woke up. Question number 9, New York cheesecake specifically. Question number 10, do you have any? Don't know if it's New York cheesecake, but I went to the Cheesecake Factory like a week ago, and I only eat like a bite of cheesecake at a time. So I got a piece of cheesecake to go, and so I still have some of it in my fridge. It's their Kahlua cheesecake. It's got a brownie crust to it, and it's, like, amazing. I love coffee, and I love Kahlua. So, yeah. Why are all the clouds green? Okay, well, this could be for many reasons. You are wearing green-colored glasses. You are under the sea, but you are still close enough to the surface to see the clouds. The Earth has a giant layer of green plastic wrap over it. You are gonna die soon. So those are a lot of the reasons. Yeah. That.